My name is David Lang. I'm a geologist from Stockton Springs. And my concern is about the pits in the Penobscot Bay disposal sites. And I'm going to stick my neck out here because I really haven't been down there to look at them. But to me, they look like clathrate discharge pits. And they look like active clathrate discharge pits. Pits like that with steep banks down the bottom they're likely to be very active features. They're not just, they haven't been sitting there for a long time, in which case they would have been filled in. So my concern is, if these are active clathrate discharge pits, clathrate, by the way, is methane that's held in a semi-crystalline form in sediment. If they are active clathrate discharge pits, and you fill them up with sediment, and they continue to discharge, that is going to create a great deal of turbidity in the water for a long time.
Thank you, sir. Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. That's a good observation. And, you know, that was one of our concerns early on in this one. There's been a lot of literature published regarding those pockmarks. They're not unique to Penobscot Bay. They occur in a number of places around the world, but this is probably the biggest field of them here in Maine. And so folks from University of Maine, Maine Geologic Survey, U.S. Geologic Survey have done tremendous amount of work. Folks actually have gone down in there. There were submersible visits back, I believe, in the 80s. And so what we did was collect that information. We went through all the reports that have been read, and we had basically a web conference with a series of those folks from University of Maine, USGS, Maine Geologic Survey. And initially they had concerns. They were, you know, regarding the steep side slopes, and their biggest concern, I believe, was if you place the material too much around the upsides of it and then it's slumped in, and you know, now you've lost kind of control and you get some more turbidity. And when they saw that we can really accurately place this, I didn't register any significant concerns. I think the component about them being active, at least they've moved beyond that now. There was methane that was active at some point in time that created these some thousands of years ago. No. But right now, at least as I read the literature, these are very stable. They have not moved. They've been tracked, you know, over several decades with very, very accurate bathymetry now. And our information has now gone into that pool. And they appear to be stable and maintained by the current structure that's within the bay itself there. So as far as I know, and I'm certainly interested, there have been no major, you know, folks have anecdotally reported some methane, some bubbles in various places, mm-hmm. but there is no record of a major release of methane, no record of, and there's clearly been, you know, perturbations of this system over the last 100 years as we've worked in the bay there. You know, if you want to look me up afterwards, I'll point you in the direction. Again, this is like a lot of research which is being done, and I'll pass them on to you. Again, folks right here in the state of Maine who are authors on the articles there. So look me up afterwards, and I'll pass that on to you.
Thank you very much. And just a reminder, after this is over, because we want to get as many comments as possible, we're kind of trying to avoid discussions, but we will be here afterwards, and we'll have in-depth discussions as long as you need.